Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is October the 10th, 2023. It's Tuesday, and I have the honor to have Professor James Spetzer on and Professor Joe on with me. And we're having kind of unusual weather here in the Midwest. It's really starting to tank at night, a little early, but Joe's burning up down there. And what are you doing up there? Getting flooded, Jim, or freezing?
Oh, no. We're low 70s. I mean, weather's pretty normal.
Oh, okay. With that said, I'm going to let you lead it, Jim, and tell us what's the latest.
Well, there's a fascinating debate taking place on the alternative media over whether the attack by Hamas on Israel is staged and orchestrated as a false flag to justify Israel slaughtering the Gazans, which is going to be horrific, and to change the topic, as Fletch 17, for example, observes, Hunter is out of the news, Border is out of the news, Ukraine is out of the news, Speaker drama out of the news, Biden crime family out of the news, worldwide illegal immigration invasion out of the news, horrible economy out of the news. Now, do you get it? Interesting piece concerning the Israeli-Gaza war, who benefits, suggests that the beneficiaries include Vladimir Putin, Iran's mullahs, extremists on both sides of Israel to the U.S., Trump, MAGA, and the armaments industry, that the losers include Biden and the Democrats, ordinary people everywhere, peace advocates. What it doesn't mention there is Bibi Netanyahu, who of course has been in dire straits in Israel, and who has been seeking to reform their judicial system, their Supreme Court, rather analogous to packing the court here in the United States. As I have sought to assess the arguments on both sides, I've been very impressed by a Russian report about what has happened here, and it's very thoroughgoing. You can find it on my blog at jameshfetzer.org, showing how Hamas has, in the first couple of days, captured, actually in the first day alone, more territory than Ukraine has in the 4 months of its counteroffensive. And I am inclined to think that although it's very, very odd, and Paul Craig Roberts talks about how puzzling it is, the failure of the intel, the Iron Domes coming, all these aspects of what's going on here being highly unlikely. He even finds it incredible that it's not staged or orchestrated. We shall see, of course, and there's a fascinating report that Hamas is attempting the unthinkable, that they want to unite Gaza with the West Bank and cut Israel in two. This would be fantastic. Now, picture, and this is why I think, in spite of the improbabilities, this looks to me like it's real. And Egyptian officials are claiming they warned the Israelis. They seem to be relying on AI. Is that this is tremendously damaging to last 75 years since the creation of Israel. I'm keen to have your and Joel's thoughts.
Joel, why don't you go ahead?
Well, I agree exactly with everything that Jim said. He's right on the spot. And there is a presenter whose name I won't use. Had watched films from a drill that Israel did. He saw those same films on video clips. Now, I'll say that again. This presenter, whose name I won't say, watched a film or a video of Israel's drill for what happens when they are attacked by terrorists. She saw the same scenes, the same clips inserted into the videos that she had watched at the music festival. So very strange there. So what I say is, so that people can make up their own mind, and as Jim has said, Gaza is the largest open-air prison camp. The Palestinian can't leave. There's a total blockade. Any food, any water can't come in, except what the Israeli government gives them. So keep in mind a video named Whose Land Is It? Palestine or Israel? And that will give you an overall view of why it is the way it is today. And so with that, keep in mind, and you can Google this, Hamas was created by none other than the Mossad. And what has happened in this last go-round is a blowback. And what it means is that Israel helped create a fringe Palestinian Muslim movement, which they gave the name Hamas, which means the Islamic Resistance Movement. And by taking that fringe group, we lost control. And the person that led this and came out and said, that's exactly what we did, was Brigadier Yitzhak Segev. He was Israel's military governor of the Gaza Strip. And they were warned not to play this game of divide and conquer. And so what we have then is Israel's part in creating this scene of where you had innocent civilians murdered, and on both sides. So keep that in mind. In the last, in the other video that I would suggest that you watch, so that you have an objective view, a 35,000 foot view. Whose land is it, Palestine or Israel? Go ahead, Jim.
Bear in mind,
those who are coming out and saying we should protect Israel are ignoring the history here of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty in 1967, where they strafed and torpedoed and bombed a U.S. spy ship off the coast of Egypt, to be blamed on Egypt to justify entering the Six-Day War by even nuking
I'm in agreement. I want to add a couple of things, Jim, what you've said. When it came to Egypt, dragging us into the war, going to drag us in a six-day war, the Arizona, I think it was, that got attacked. I've interviewed one of the guys that was on there. And Senator John McCain, traitor, you know, what do they call him, the Hotel Hilton in Vietnam.
Songbird.
Yeah, Songbird. Okay. The future. His father was the admiral in charge of that fleet that was allowed to be attacked at the time. Just thought I'd add that. Another thing is that Daddy Bush added the death ray off of Area 51, S4 Groom Lake, they call it, out in that area, where Raytheon Corp had, you know, their E-Systems, Dallas, Texas, that they attack everybody on all the time, the Stonar technology that's killed a few people that I know. Anyway, they created the death ray, tested for the first time, and that's what melted the towers down. But Israel was involved heavily with Daddy Bush and the whole bit. Now, I've had, you mentioned Cynthia McKinney and Scott Bennett, I've had them both on, and I met with Cynthia McKinney after 9/11. I think it was about 6-9 months later, she bought me breakfast at the Hilton Hotel in the Country Club Plaza, came intentionally to see me, and then bought me breakfast, and then she turned around and went back to Washington. She offered me a job as an aide for her, and I said, well, okay, I said, I guess I can work from my house, right? She says, no, you have to be in Washington. I said, Cynthia, I couldn't be in Washington, D.C. They would assassinate me within 10 days, suicide me. She didn't understand it. Now she does. Of course, she went off and taught COINTELPRO, got a degree in South Africa in COINTELPRO, FBI COINTELPRO, and then she started teaching it there. Now, I haven't talked to her quite a while. I know that she's been out there, but Cynthia's a great gal, and she described it right. You know, 9/11. It was them, Israel. It was Daddy Bush combined. But, Jim, you're 100% on target, but let's look at the bigger picture now. We got Israel doing this shit intentionally. The New World Order, it's a bunch of 12 disciples of Satan, I call them, okay? And they're in control, and they're all Jews, if they happen to be, okay? Every one of them. And there's 12 of them. They're in charge of the finance worldwide. I mean, they're controlling 95% of the economies all over the world, 12 men are, and they're using fronts. Like in America, we can go back to General Counting Office reports in 81 saying that 1% of the population controlled 20% of the GNP. That was the 12 disciples of Satan, and Daddy Bush was one of them at one time, and the whole bit. And anyway, they controlled, in 1981, they controlled 80% of the economy, 1% of the people. 99% of us, the people, controlled 80% of our economy. Then the General Counting Office, watchdog for the U.S. Congress, said takes reports from IRS and General Counting Office and everything. Anyway, what they have to say in their report in 2012 is that 400 men control 95% of the United States economy. And at the time, and then after bank bailout, Mizell, one of the 12 disciples, and Daddy Bush's former CIA attorney, Norman Brownstein, both partners at a law school that Leonard Millman hired, my ex-witch's father, hired them. Well, anyone, one went into building. That was Silverado Savings. They were both on the board of directors. But here's the deal. After bank bailout, and I pushed it up the ass on them, okay, what happened was J.P. Morgan settles for around $16 billion. MDC Holdings of Denver, Asset Investors, settles for $2.5 billion as their role in the fake mortgages and created an economy. Then what happens is that they take over the U.S. Treasury. They're in control. But they took over and Mizell bought the pension funds that J.P. Morgan controlled. Where Brownstein, his law partner, friend, controlled 48% of the pension funds through Fidelity Financial out of Denver. The Great West Life comes in, Millman's crap, Mizell, and buys up from J.P. Morgan. They're 42% of the control over the pension funds in America. Now, they're controlling the businesses, and you're paying in your pension funds. Think about this. You're paying into pension funds. You're working for them, for some corporation, whatever it may be, and you're paying in, they're contributing. And why is it that about every 5 to 10 years your pension fund goes to zero? Because they crater it. Now, the way they do it is through the NASDAQ. That's the exchange that they're selling this stuff off. And it's good assets, but they're absorbing it on the other end to take it totally over. But they've done this worldwide. Now, they control the economy. They control the militaries. And I asked Otis Johnson, I said, he said, well, there's 200,000 aliens registered with the U.S. NSA. And he says, I said, well, that means all the world leaders are possessed by these aliens, which are fallen angels. He says, Stu, he says, no, they're not. He says, look at Trump. He's not evil and he's not possessed. But he says, it's the aides around them, their aides that control them, because they can read their thoughts. They can read their thoughts and they can influence that particular leader. Now, we've got this agenda by Israel and this New World Order, a bunch of satanic pigs that want to destroy the planet. They want to kill off 2/3 of mankind. And I think we're getting ready to see it happen, because all these idiots that took these shots are dying like flies. And we're seeing all these different events take place. Now, Joe, I want you to chime in here for a minute. Jim doesn't think I'm off the charts on things. And maybe you can add a couple of things. And then, Jim, I want to jump back with you, okay? But I want to go to the bigger picture with the Ukraine and how it ties to Israel. But go ahead, Joe.
Well, I can't follow that about what you're saying. I can just only comment that what happened in the Gaza is going to not go away. It's going to increase because it also includes what's happening in the Ukraine. There is now 500,000 young Ukrainian men have been killed in that crazy war. 500,000, and many of the people have left Ukraine. So now we have a repeat down here in the Gaza of where I've heard Netanyahu said, in his own words, in an off-microphone conversation, we want to eliminate the Palestinian. Be gone from this land.
Now, I'll add a couple other things that I'm aware of. That happens to be that, you know, okay, let's go back to 1947. Israel's formed, flies a flag. Looks like the satanic symbol to me. But they fly a flag and call themselves Israel. Well, they claim that's the Star of David. David had no star. Now, we go also a little bit further and say, okay, who were the Palestinians? There was a, now Joe, I've lost it because it was on my site and it was hooked up to YouTube. And it's no longer on YouTube where they're killing out videos, and I should have made a video of the video. But it's a professor at some university here in the U.S. and also in Jerusalem that this got a $5 million grant to study the DNA of the Palestinians and the ones that claim to be Jews in Israel today. And he found out that 92% of them in Palestine were true Hebrew bloodline of ancient times. Hebrew bloodline of ancient times. But the ones in Israel today that call themselves Jews are not part of that bloodline. It's only about 8% of them in Israel are. The rest of them were imported from the Ukraine and different parts of Europe and filled up Israel. Now, these thugs and General Raphael Aton and General Michael Harari, Mike Harari, head of the Mossad before he died, and General Raphael Aton, who I had on my ass one time doing speeches in 95. Anyway, trying to murder me. But these people were dangerous. They're the ones that took over and slaughtered 40,000 Palestinians and buried them in massive graves when they took over the land of Palestine that they flew the flag and called it Israel. There are a bunch of thugs over there. Now, 1948, the UN recognizes them as the State of Israel. These people are very dangerous. They steal all the electronics and have. Bill Hamilton, Inslaw, as an example, I personally know. Inslaw Software, Promise Software, the whole bit that Bush steals from you. It was they had congressional investigations, said he should be paid his $200 million whole bit. Israel ends up in the hands of it. Whitney Webb has written on some of this stuff. That's got Bill Hamilton's information in there. She's unlimitedhangout.com. She's no relation to me, but she's an excellent writer and reporter. But she's written some stuff on this. They steal the technology from all these companies with their technology they have, and they hooked us up to this New World Order, including Bluffdale, Utah, that's part of the U.S. government's underground secret facility, along with Cheyenne, down near Wichita, Kansas, over in Atlanta, over in Virginia, up in Maine, up in New York. Now, these are all tied together, and this is something most people don't know. Our U.S. government telephone company and internet service to the Congress and the Senate, the President, Vice President, all the Defense Department, everybody is part of, hooked up to the Israeli-owned private telephone company. Total espionage against the United States of America. And it is allowed to go on. Jim, go ahead. I want you to chime in if you want to. Or bring up your next subject.
Well, one of the ironies of the situation appears to be that Hamas seems to have acquired a lot of weapons from Ukraine, the black market there, weapons that were sent to fight the Russians, and from our botched withdrawal from Afghanistan provided by the Taliban, and it appears these include a lot of anti-tank weaponry that are going to prove extremely important here. We already had early footage of not only dead Israeli soldiers, but others being hauled out of Israeli, disabled Israeli tanks. And I just find it very, very difficult to imagine, though maybe he is sufficiently demented that he may have thought it would play out to his advantage, that the Israelis deliberately let this happen. But believe me, I do appreciate that the Zionist Jewish supremacists are willing to kill Jews in order to promote their agenda. They may have wanted Hamas to come out and take a lot of towns, as many as 22 right off the bat, so that they could fake having been attacked by allowing it to happen, and then retaliate with a savagery the world has never seen, and I believe this is going to happen. I mean, the way Bibi is talking, you know, this idea that generations are going to remember the Israeli response. I mean, are they going to kill millions of civilians? Honest to God, I don't put it past them, but I do believe it will change the world's attitude toward Israel forever. And that the situation is so laden. China has refused to speak out in favor of Israel here. Putin has made it clear in the past. He believes the Palestinians are deserving of their own state. There are, amazing to me, 31 societies at Harvard came out in favor of the Palestinians. That's like the greatest, best news I've heard from Harvard in 20 or 30 years. I believe that just as Putin was fully justified in his intervention in Ukraine, I believe the Palestinians are fully justified in what they're doing here and trying to secure their freedom from Israeli tyranny. So the bottom line, I think this is a severe blow to the image that has been so carefully constructed of the invulnerability of the Israeli army. It was severely damaged when Hezbollah fought them to a draw or even defeated them in Lebanon. And it is interesting and significant that Hezbollah hasn't sought to invade Israel. Their leader appears to be a very sober guy, and I think he recognizes that Bibi would like nothing more than a justification to nuke already a lot of video out there showing the carnage wreaked in Gaza by the Israelis. And I just do not believe they've got enough of a cover here that the world is going to buy into it. Your thoughts?
I'm in agreement with you, Jim, because of the interconnectedness between Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, China, and Russia. And if the Hezbollah attack Israel in the north, Israel is going to be up the creek without a paddle. They will have to fight on two fronts. And the Hezbollah, yes, withstood and defeated the IDF. The IDF had to pull back. And so that would mean two. But of course, they could draw the United States into this because there are so many Israeli first congressmen in the United States. So we may see World War III.
There's a high probability that Jim and, Joel and Jim, that we might see that, because I've been predicting and saying, looking on the Christian aspect side, but I've been looking at this because there is some end time, what they call prophecies, that are tied into all this stuff, in my opinion. But dispensationalism and how we have all these different Bibles, and you got the King James Version, International Version, Catholic Version, the Jew Version, you got all these versions. If you sit down and read them together, several people read them and study it, they don't mean the same thing. So there's so much changed. But there are signs of the times. Now, this is really interesting that they did this already and it's moved out. If we've noticed, the moon does not shine on the stars. The stars do not shine at night the way they used to. The moon, after that big event they did, 10, 15 years ago, and they shot a nuke at the moon, and then they shot a rocket up there with a satellite to gather up dust. Well, we already been on the moon. They already know what's there. They did it to move it out of orbit. I had that come from high-ranking NSA people told me this. And what they did is they staged it on TV. Well, during the stage, here's the production of all the NBC, CBS, everybody. But it's not happening. It had happened 6 weeks before because they didn't know if they shot a nuke off in outer space whether it caused the meltdown of the entire atmosphere or the universe. And it didn't happen. But they moved the Earth or the moon out. If you notice, when the moon comes up in full, it's only up for 3 or 4 days. Then the moon it's not sitting out there shining like it used to. It follows the sun down. As the sun's starting to set, if you look up in the sky, there's the moon sitting up there. It's totally out of orbit. Now, these assholes, New World Order pigs, satanic pigs, plan on the 14th of October shooting 3 nuclear missiles at the moon during the solar eclipse. Now, what is that all about? Is that a moon meltdown, or is that 3 days of darkness, Joe? That's just the question. It was brought up in conversation with you recently. Now, and maybe you can let our audience know a little bit more what it talked about, what happened then. But we've also got, okay, so the Bible says that you won't be able to see the stars. They won't shine like they used to. They're not doing it since they did that. We've got this getting ready to happen. What's that going to do to the moon? 3 nukes hit the moon on October the 14th this year. What kind of fruitcakes are we, what kind of planet are we living on with a bunch of fruitcakes doing this to us? And we're not standing up and doing something about it. Because things are going to have to change, or we're not going to be, there's too many people dying from the COVID virus, from the chip, and from the meltdown and the heart attacks and everything else. And they did that with a fake COVID virus. That Anthony, whatever his name is, he needs to be taken out, executed. If I saw him, I may end up in prison for killing him. That's how serious it is with me. To do something like that and kill all these millions of people. I mean, these are psychopaths. They need to be shut down and stopped, and we're going to have to do it. Now, that leads to something else besides what is going on in Israel. Now, there's supposedly the Antichrist is going to go in and declare himself to be God in a temple that they've re-resurrected or is in the middle of. I think they've already done it. And declare himself to be God. Okay? After this little event is over with. He's going to take on the whole world. Is this not taking on the whole world? Okay? That would be the question I have. And if Super Spook Otis Johnson said that in CERN, the super collider in Switzerland, they saw two stars hit us. Now, this is the 2017 before they murdered him, and he was working for General Flynn, and 2 weeks later, General Flynn gets indicted illegally to remove him. And Mueller, he told me, Otis did, he says, if Mueller doesn't do his job, I'll be and indict Hillary for the false dossier on Trump, he says, I'll be personally arresting him. That's how deep Otis was. And he sat his home on an NSA computer as a think tank after he retired, more or less. Now, he said in CERN, C-E-R-N, the super collider in Switzerland, the two stars would hit us sometime between late 2021 and 2025. And he said then a big fireball would swing around the sun that is six times the size of planet Earth and smack Earth. I said, well, that's the end of Earth. He says, yeah, you got it. He says sometime between now, or he said 2021 and 2025. And he says it's probably going to be the latter with the big fireball, sometime 2025. Well, that's about a year and a half away. So we're setting up for a lot of events that some Christians believe in. I believe in quite a few of these events. A lot of other people do, but these are evil. What it amounts to is we're against the most evil, the devil himself. I mean, this is very serious. And it's the little dominions. And they want to kill mankind that God created. That's what it all comes down to. End time prophecies are laying in front of us. Now, Joe, you sent me some videos and I put them up yesterday. Tell us about those videos because this ties in with something that's very significant. Chinese troops, 500,000 in the United States right now. Now, Jim, this is alarming. Then we got 100,000 of them parked on the Canadian border. We got another 100,000 parked on the Mexican border, along with Russian troops on both borders. Go ahead, Joe.
All right. First, if you want to get a view on what's happening on the border and you get to meet the, I don't call them immigrant, I call them invader, go to the real Anthony Aguero, A.G. U-E-R-O, the real Anthony Aguero. The other website to go to is borderhawk.news. You will see actual videos that were taken down on the border, and you get to meet who these people are. And they just get a close-up right on them. Now, like one of the investigators by the name of Michael Yon, is down in what we call the Darien Gap, and this is an area around Panama. They're going to complete a bridge so that Highway 1 will be connected to Central America. Right now, we're getting I'm quoting this exactly, we're getting 300,000 invaders per month. Per month. And Michael Yon says, this is going to increase. And Border Hawk went in and interviewed around 25 Chinese men, military age. One of those men was able to contact Border Hawk later and showed him some videos and said, yes, I am an infiltrator, and he shows this Chinese guy having target practice out in the American desert. There are now 5 million Chinese in the United States. 5 million. And you have all of these Chinese police stations now here in the United States. What does that mean? Doesn't good well for us, particularly 300,000. And all they do is they just walk across the border, and the Border Patrol puts them on a bus, then they're taken to a distribution center, and then dropped off anywhere. and they sleep on the streets, in tents, hotels, motels, as in New York City. It's an insane asylum. And it's going to have a blowback event on us here in the United States, and the average American citizen is going to get stuck with it.
Now, Joe, I'd ask you a question. Haven't we, we've talked about this before, and you brought up, haven't we already been invaded?
With well, them? Just what I told you right then and there, that's an invasion right there.
I know, but haven't we already been invaded between our Congress, our Senate, this fucking so-called president of the United States, Biden, his family?
Well,
all these corrupt Bush crime syndicate Iran-Contra players that they instilled in government inside Joint Task Force Group and all the monitors and the FBI and all the illegal activity that they've shown to do, that Jim Jordan and others have brought out on these judiciary committees, shown how corrupt our government is. We've already been invaded. I mean, I'm convinced of that. We got to do something to change all that.
I don't know how.
Yeah, I know. We're at the border. I mean, we are at the line to where, Jim, as an ex-Marine, I'm locked and loaded, buddy.
Well, we certainly face threats from multiple different directions, and it's the open border, in my opinion, was sufficient to impeach Biden and give him the boot right there, and I cannot. It's a Democrat stating pass with all these absurd policies that are, even CNN is now coming out attacking Biden for the open border, even CNN, which has been a diehard bastion of the left, which suggests Americans are getting the message. I mean, New York City, of course, has been going batty trying to figure out what to do with all the migrants there, and the cities are collapsing, and it's because of the policies imposed by the Democrats. And Stu and Joel, I really enjoy joining you guys. Today I have to take care of some legal businesses, and I need to do it now, alas, but I'm very glad to have this opportunity to join you today.
I thank you, Jim. Joe, I want you to stay on with me because I want to talk about the Ukraine for a minute.
Okay,
and Jim,
you
have a good one. We'll talk. Joe?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk about the fact that what is the bigger picture with Israel, the Ukraine, and the greater Israel, it's called, and all the other stuff, and what the New World Order's intentions are to its max. As pertaining to what Dane Wigginton is saying, dry out the West, flood the East. I want to talk about a couple of these things.
All right. First of all, we have to identify the enemy of who is really behind this mass of influx of invaders. This is also happening in Europe. Put into Google, Africans invade Spain, and you will see not dozens, but hundreds of Africans rushing across the border. Most of them are men. It's also happening in Europe. It is a takedown of the West. Now, what you have to do is go listen to Barbara Spector Murr. Barbara Spector, S-P-E-C-T-R-E, Spector Learner, L-E-A-R-N-E-R, and he will tell you who is the principal partner in this mass immigration. She told you right off the bat. And so when you connect that to greater Israel, because that's what Netanyahu, Yahoo is part of that group that wants the greater Israel, which expands itself all the way up to Iraq. So when you combine this with the Kagari plan, which is K-A-L-G-E-R-I, put that in there and read it. And that's the way they take it, will take down Western civilization, and that is what they are doing right now. And Ukraine is part of that. Ukraine, and because Zelensky has come out and said it himself, Ukraine will be part of Greater Israel. Those are my words, but the context is the same. Greater Israel will become like Israel. And that's where, so here you have the Ukes who do have a valid complaint against the Zelensky government. All those guys are neocons right out of the State Department. Victoria Nuland and that entire crowd of hawks. They are the ones that are the brains behind Zelensky. All Zelensky is just an actor. And he's told what to do. And our State Department destabilized the Ukrainian government in 2014, led by the neocons. So when you put that together with what's happening down in Gaza and what is going to, and is what is happening to the Palestinian, then you begin to understand. And so you're seeing now, maybe this was a partial let happen event in the Gaza. There is a letter that David Icke read out loud of a high-ranking official in border security of Israel, came out and said, and she is for Palestinian rights, came out and said, if a cockroach gets too close to the fence, we know it. So how could they be asleep at the helm and let these guys come in? Impossible. Unless they wanted to let it happen and then the retaliation of it to justify wiping out the Palestinian in the Gaza. Which then fits, maybe it is, the Greater Israel. Those are speculations. But down here on the border, it's not speculation. Because I've witnessed myself, all you big media will not go down there and do these things that Anthony Aguero and some of these other guys have gone up and interviewed. And the amount of money that is being made on the trafficking. Huge amounts of money. All the way from the contactees at the border to the contactees further inland in the United States. It is absolutely 110% corrupt. And it's dangerous because you have places in Europe, in Malmo, Sweden, where every weekend there is a war between the Muslim gangs throwing hand grenades and full automatic weapons against each other. That's in Malmo, Sweden, right now. And it was perpetrated by allowing these people who have an IQ of 65 into a first-rate nation. It's nothing for them to defecate and urinate on the street. France is even worse. There are cities all throughout France that the Muslim controls and the North African controls for the drug trade. And it's happening right now here in the United States. And New York is the perfect example. New York City. But you have the governor of New York who comes out and says, we have 18,000 jobs for these migrants. Well, supposedly, when they come across here seeking asylum, they can't work. So what happens now is that many of these invaders can't work. So what is that going to do to the system? It's going to break it down. And so and what is happening right now in Malmo and in other parts of Germany, France, and England, and Spain, and Italy, is turning into a jungle. Well, that's what's happening, Stu. Well, it's all interconnected.
Okay, let's talk about, is Putin part of this, or did he get sucked into it because of that battalion leader or division leader or whatever he called him in his military, and going and slaughtering all these Ukrainians? There's what, 500,000 dead?
Well, no. The real story of Ukraine, that's another real important thing to understand. The Ukrainian and the Rus, the Russian, are cousins. Because before the Bolshevik came in, and remember, the Bolsheviks' center core was Zionists. They are the ones that brought about, and writers have said, it wasn't a revolution, it was an invasion. And the Ukraine was a province of the Russian Federation. It was under Lenin and Stalin that the Ukraine was made into a state. It was a province. So in other words, the people that were on the borderline of Russia and Ukraine, as it is today, they're cousins. And what happened is, under the Zelensky government, he began saying, you can't go to church, you can't have free speech, and started throwing people into jail. And if you have political opposition, you're going to jail. And life became miserable for them, to the point to where they couldn't take it anymore. And so they appealed to Putin to come and do what he would do to help us. Zelensky is not a Ukrainian, as they call a Uke and a Rus. And
he's actually a comedian, wasn't he? A comedian or something like that? Yeah.
Comedian, yes.
Yeah.
So the real story is that this is brought about by the neocons out of our own State Department, led by Victoria Nuland and others.
Just like Hillary Clinton, like Hillary Clinton when she was at the State Department. That's all our State Department is. It's a friggin' whorehouse run by the New World Order, and it's all to make money. That's the reason they had Liz Cheney up there at the State Department when her father's vice president. She was cutting the deals. So some company wants to buy out of Iran an oil drilling equipment from the United States, a manufacturer over here. They have to go through the State Department. Well, by the time, you know, here they got an offer, $1 million for this piece of equipment, but yet by the time it goes through the State Department, it's up to $4 or $5 million. And that corporation that transferred it, that's the Cheney's, or that's the Victoria Nuland's, or that's the Biden's, or that's all part of the game. And all it is a big whorehouse. I just thought I'd bring that up, Joe.
You have a takedown of the West. And that's the way that I would look at it, is a takedown of Western civilization.
They are doing it
because the economic engine is being shut down. Literally being shut down, where you have food processing plants catching on fire. Thousands of sheep or cattle are being done away with? Are they trying to starve us like the Palestinian in Gaza? Look at the food prices and how much they're going up.
The food prices are unreal on certain items, and Joe, you just can't find fish. It's getting hard to find fish, and it's getting hard to find chicken. Interesting.
Okay, Stu, I think we need to bring this to an end.
Well, let's do. I thank you, Joe, very much for coming on with me. I appreciate it.
All right.
You have a good one.
Okay.
And ladies and gentlemen, before I cut this, I don't do this and come out and ask for donations, but I'm in a desperate spot, and I've got a phone ringing, so I'm going to have to ask for you to hold on. But hang on. I'm in a desperate situation where I've gone through a move. I'm rebuilding the car, basically. I mean, it's falling apart. I need a water pump, and I need a starter for the car, and I'm out of cash this month, and I've had to put new tires on the car. I've had to do all kinds of stuff. It cost a lot of money, but people have helped me out. They usually help me out, but they haven't helped me out too much. A couple people have, but I need some money. I need to raise about $400 or $500 because I got to pay my internet bill, my internet site, and so forth. So I'm asking anybody listening to the show, if they can contribute $10 or $20 and help me out, I'd appreciate it. I need to raise about $400. And I need to do it today, October the 10th, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Stu Webb signing off.